My God. Listen, we are back together again. It is Apostle Johnita Collins, and I am ready to help you guys really understand what it is to be the destroyer. At the beginning and the end of the day, we are in part four, which is the final piece of what I've been teaching for the last 4 weeks. And it is important that you get this piece. I'm so excited to bring it to you. Why? Because my whole intention is for you to be able to truly work out your soul salvation to ensure that you get in. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I'm Apostle Johnita Collins, and I'm about to break some chains today. I'm about to destroy the things that are keeping you from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I have said this every time, and I'm going to say it again because I want you to remember this fact. The only answer to the ravished soul is what? Jesus. Jesus is the only answer. Listen, there's no way out. I taught you last week all the things that are wound up inside of your soul, all the things that are hidden, all the hidden codes that you don't even realize you have subscribed to. Is that fair to say? Because one thing we got to realize is what our subscription is fulfilling. Come on here. You must understand what your subscription is fulfilling. Why? You don't want it to continue to fulfill ravishment. You want it to fulfill truth. And that is the exchange. That's the true exchange. And that is the true purpose of salvation. Come on. When you enter into Christ, you have the opportunity to enter into truth. It doesn't matter the circumstance you've been in. It doesn't matter the family you've been born in. It doesn't matter the situations that have occurred in your life. It doesn't matter that even the environment you've been around. When you enter into Christ Jesus, when you enter into salvation, truth appears. Oh, come on. And the problem that we've been having in the body of Christ is that we do not want to do the exchange. It's not that you do not have truth. It's not that you have not heard truth. It's not that the Holy Ghost is not with you. It's not that the Holy Ghost is not inside of you. It is that you, your broken, ravaged soul, does not want truth. Come on here. But scripture has already told us that only truth will set us free. Only truth will make us free. So why are we going along with other made-up dialogues? Oh, come on. Why are we always hungering and thirsting after other dialogues? We can't even sit in the presence of the Holy Spirit because we desire a different dialogue. Why do I say that? Because when you are in the presence of the Holy Spirit, the dialogue changes. You are no longer a victim. You go from victim to victorious. The Holy Spirit is going to lead you into all truth. That's why I know many of you, when I speak to you, you are lying about being in relationship with God. Why? Because God would not give you a stone. The Holy Spirit will not give you stale bread. It's not going to lead you into death. Come on here to death. I'm already in my message. I want you to remember our word intake. And the reason why you have to sit with your word intake is because this is what is feeding your mind. Old things must pass away. Old subscriptions must end. And you must subscribe to what is going to give you life and life more abundantly. You must subscribe to what is going to feed your new creation. Old things cannot feed the new. Old things cannot produce the new. So if any man be in Christ Jesus, he must what? So how can you become a new creature if you're still feasting on old, rotted, destructive food? Oh, come on. So what did I give you? Matthew 4 and 4. Listen, take this down, go back and study, but I am going to lay it down just so that we move forward. Matthew 4 and 4, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Matthew 6 and 11, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Come on here. Joshua 1 and 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Come on. We're talking about power scriptures. Yeah, we're not talking about the thing that's going to make you feel good. We're talking about the thing that's going to develop your new creative spirit. We're talking about the word that's giving you life. Because many of you want to read the Bible as what? A lullaby. I keep saying the same thing because you're only reading the scriptures that's putting you to sleep. And I promise you this, those scriptures just make you feel good. They don't tell you that you have to work out your soul salvation, nor do they lead you into how you must work out your soul salvation. See, we want to stay away from those. We just want to believe that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. That's all we want to believe. And that we actually have no partaking in our development as Christians. If that was factual, then I only have this one question. What was Jesus doing with his disciples if there was no development? How could his disciples walk the face of this earth and tear it up if there was no exchange? If they only knew their own old life? Come on! Because these are the things that we do not consider. This is why you cannot buy into the lie that you don't have to change, that you can come to Christ and remain the same. If that was the case, then I want to know why does scripture even show us how those who were disciples and walked with Christ left their current state. They walked away from their current state. They took no thought of their current state. When they saw Christ on the scene, they said, that one I'm following. And they just started walking behind. They figured out their living situation. They figured out their eating situation. Come on here. It doesn't have to write that down. It doesn't show that they died. They lived. 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 So if you want to live in Christ Jesus, you must come into the understanding that you're going to leave some things behind. Most likely, you're going to leave all things behind, because they did leave all things behind. And they allow God, they allow Jesus to build them up and shape them. Do you want to be shaped in his image? Do you want to be as he is in your character? Do you want to have the character of Jesus Christ, or do you want to have the character of your natural life? Come on, we got to make a decision. Because the character of Jesus Christ has markers. The character of Jesus Christ has wisdom. The character of Jesus Christ, listen, is victorious. The character of Jesus Christ is a follower of God, the Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be his name. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do you believe that? Or are you believing some other man's will should be done on earth as it is in hell? Because that man or that doctrine or that teaching or that woman or that spirit does not exist in heaven. Come on. No, because you got to think about how you're following things that don't even exist in heaven. And you think God is going to acknowledge it. You think God is excited about it. You think God wants it. He doesn't. He wants himself. That's why we're made in his likeness and image, because he wants himself. If he wanted another form, if he wanted another doctrine, if he wanted another version, then he would have told us. But he said he wants himself to be found in us. Oh. Psalms 119. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Listen. You got to go back, because we got to begin to take heed to the word, every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That is what we should be hungering and chasing after to produce. That's what we should understand is working in our favor. When the world wants to say that it's impossible, it is his word. It's every word that proceeds from the mouth of God that opens up these doors and make everything possible in King Jesus. It makes his will in his way possible. But if you are not standing on his will or his way or his word, I still am trying to comprehend how you are saying that it's for the king. How could it be for the King of all kings when he's not even a part of it? Oh. Romans 12 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Come on here. Everything that I just said before, this will fulfill that. Every instruction that I gave before will fulfill this. Why am I saying that? Because at the beginning and the end of the day, I'm still questioning you if your mind is not renewed. I'm still questioning you if you are conformed to this world, if this world is leading and guiding you. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah with me. With that being said, listen, can somebody pull up Hebrews 4? Because I do not have my Bible in front of me. So I'm not going to be able to read it. Plus, last time when I was reading, my head was down. And we don't want that to happen. So today, I need somebody to pull up Hebrews 4. And we're going to go through this whole thing. And then I'm going to bring you to my point out of Hebrews. Because at the beginning and the end of the day, I need you to understand it is time to live life. It is time to live life. Last week, I said it is time to rewire and renew your mind. Well, as you are doing that, do you realize life must come? So therefore, it is time. It is only right and righteous to end this message with life. Come on here. Anybody got Hebrews 4?
Yes.
All right. Who's doing it?
I have the King James Version. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Verse 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest.
As he Hold said, away. I'm going to make this point because I got to build off this. I need you to understand that there is a difference. There's a promise here for those who entered into rest and those who did not. I need you to understand that there is a difference. There is a belief system that is connected to entering into rest. Scripture has already told us that there is a people that will prosper because they entered into the rest of the Lord. Listen, if you simply replace rest with salvation, you're going to have a different answer, a different approach. Because when we enter into salvation, it doesn't mean that we've arrived. It means that we trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and we lean not to our own understanding. Come on here, because I need you to understand this is the fresh manna that I'm giving you. You got to understand how to apply the word. Because many of you read the word as just these stories, and that's where they're stuck in your mind. You can't apply them. You can't apply the word. But if you take every word, It didn't say, just take the word as it's written, stanza by stanza by stanza. It said, take every word. So today, I'm taking his word and I'm going to break it down for you. I need you to understand that God is still looking at a people, and he's looking at the people who have found rest in him. In other words, who's working out their soul salvation. In other words, who's trusting and believing in the Lord. In other words, who have faith that God is well able, who understand that they are not an object or a usable being for the enemy, but they understand that their life is now dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they put no other God before him, and they just want to learn how to serve him. Oh my God. If that's you, you're living in his rest. Many of you want to look at rest as the world looks at it. Many of you want to go to sleep on God. Many of you want to chill on God. Many of you want to relax on God. That's why you can't work out your soul salvation. And that's why mercy and grace is not working on your behalf, because you're not working anything out. You're just asleep. You're just resting. So life is passing you by. Come on.
For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his work. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
Hold on. See, y'all don't believe that I'm preaching the gospel. That's because y'all haven't heard the truth. But this here scripture just told us, what did it say? Read that line again.
It says, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
Entered not in because of unbelief. Okay. Last week, I taught about unbelief. The week before. Okay, maybe you're getting my point. I keep teaching you about unbelief because unbelief is a marker that you have not entered in. Mm-hmm. Oh, ye of little faith. Mm-hmm. Unbelief is a direct marker that you have not entered in to the King's rest. Therefore, whatever you are walking through is not in the kingdom. Oh! Deliver me today, Jesus, from the lie I tell myself. Deliver me, Jesus, from the fear and the anxiety that is crippling me from entering into your rest. Come on here, because it's a reason why he had to put in scripture that he did not give you the spirit of fear, because the spirit of fear is causing you to live in unbelief. And because you are living in unbelief, you must understand there could be no rest. You must understand there can be no salvation. Why? Because you don't believe that he can deliver you, he can heal you, but more than anything, that he has already made provisions for you. Why? Because if you go up a few lines earlier, it said Jesus already did a finished work. It said, listen, even for those who were taught this first, they didn't believe. But this is for those who believe, because the work of Jesus has already been done. It was a finished work before the foundations of this earth. So if you're struggling, you must understand that you're still struggling in your belief system. You believe the world, or you believe your soul, or you believe your mind more than you believe the mind of Christ. That's why if any man be found in Christ Jesus, he must What? Come on here. You must become a new creature. You must become renewed in the spirit of your mind. You cannot do this walk any other way. It's designed like that. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Today, harden not your heart. Today, if the scripture is reminding us today, then why don't we remind ourselves today not to harden our hearts against the Lord Jesus Christ, against his way, against the Holy Spirit? Why are we not reminding ourselves today that we can be found new? Today, I can be found clothed and in my right mind. Yesterday, I may not have been, but today, new mercies are available for me. We don't use what's available for us. The weapons of our warfare are carnal. You're not pulling down any strongholds because you don't understand the scripture. Today.
For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God.
Hold on. He's specific. There remaineth a rest for whom?
For the people of God.
For the people of God. He's serious about his people. Let us be a people that worship him in spirit and truth. Let us be his people. Just like they named those people and said, what? Those people acting like Christ. Let's call them Christians. Let's read our scripture. People should be able to identify you without you ever saying you are a lover of Christ. The problem is people can't identify you between the world and Christ. You got to make a public announcement. But your life, your character, how you conduct yourself should let people know, no, we're not messing with her. I remember that day, this young lady at my job, I never ever take, the banner of I'm a Christian to work because I'm there to do my job. But they're going to find out by how I conduct myself that I am a believer in Christ. I never said anything. And this young lady, I'm telling y'all every day, I felt like she was harassing me. She just had to get in my face. She just had to get in my presence. And I was like, Lord, help me. Right? Because I'm like, she's agitating me. And I couldn't figure out why. And the reason why is because she was a false believer. We got them all around us. In other words, they wear Christ on their sleeve, but in their inner man, they're not cleaned up. But I'm clean. And she knew it. She knew it. And I remember, so she couldn't get under my skin. She couldn't get next to me. I wouldn't befriend her. She wanted me to befriend her, and I wouldn't befriend her. And I remember one day we were sitting, I think my kids were with me. Yeah, we were like at the Thanksgiving, whatever, you know, how they do at the job. And she came over and she was like, I know when you wake up, the devil is afraid. And me and my kids just kind of looked at her like, where is this conversation coming from in the middle of the Thanksgiving office party? Because y'all keep playing. But we've heard this over and over again. Even hell itself is going to say, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. Do you not recognize you already have markers in the spirit? They're all around you. I told y'all before, you are a walking record. Come on here. I taught you this. You are a walking record. How you show up and what you do is a record of who you are. Come on. That's why I let don't come for me and don't come here. Because anything I put my hands to, I purpose to excel. If there's a different record, there's a problem. Why do I say that? Because I produce like my father. I take after my father. I have the disposition and the character of my Father. And many of you profess that you are Christians, but you don't have the character of Christ. Oh, come on. Anyway. I need you to understand this. I need you to want this. I need you to hunger and thirst after this. Go ahead, because you are a believer and all things are possible through Christ Jesus. Come on.
For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own work.
I'm cracking your false codes and your false realities. What you say?
For he that has entered into his rest.
For he that has entered into his rest. What?
He also has ceased from his own work.
He also has ceased from his
own work.
All of his own works. I'm putting a spin on it. Why? Because I need you to understand that even the parts that you feel like you've given to Christ, there's all kinds of hidden things. I taught it last week. Against Christ. All things have passed away. Come on. All of those old things have passed away. Why? So that all things become new. This is an all-encompassing. Listen, you want to give your finger? All right, God, I'm going to give you my left finger and my right pinky. He's like, I want the whole hand. But this is how we handle our salvation. This is how we handle ourselves and we think that we are in his kingdom. No, you're in a form. This is why I teach about form. This is why I teach about shape shifting. Why? Because scripture has already said that I'm going after all in you. Remember I taught last week, there's no renovation. It's a whole tear down because unfortunately it's been a false gospel preached that you can be renovated. Mm-hmm. That's a false gospel. No, you can be hewed down though. You can be torn down and built back up. I just want to know what's new if it's renovated. Mm-hmm. Only parts of it is new. It's the same foundation. So you still building upon a faulty foundation. Come on here. He rips up the whole foundation. That's why I went into great detail about what happens in our natural families. It may not be your whole story, but you can't tell me it's not a part of it. You can't tell me. You can't tell me that in your family that you didn't learn the codes of your family. Even if the codes of your family is what? We fight against each other. We jealous of each other. We have internal competition. No, because we don't want to believe that these are really problems for Jesus Christ. And we don't want to believe that this is why you can't enter into his rest. But I'm preaching this gospel because I need each and every one of you to enter into the rest of the Lord Jesus Christ so that your soul can be worked out with fear and trembling. There could be no fear and no trembling if you think you're okay. Come on, baby. Or if you believe while you finding your position, if you believe that you okay because you don't want to deal with the reality. Let's say it that way. I'm going to keep telling myself that I'm okay and creating new forms because I don't want to deal with the reality of the truth of what I've been born into. Come on, I can set you free today.
Let us labor therefore to enter into rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
Let us do what?
Let us labor.
I think I just preached that. And the word is backing me up. Come on and work. Let us labor. See, the word uses words like labor, work. And how is it some kind of way we don't believe that we need to labor or work? How is it that we keep blotting out labor and work and we only receive rest? Come on here. How did you receive rest before you labored, is my question. How did you receive rest before you worked, is my question. It said labor, what?
Labor, therefore, to enter.
There's a prerequisite. In order for you to enter, you must labor. Prerequisite. You are not receiving the rewards if you don't do the work. Stop believing the false gospel that's being preached, that you can be in Christ and never become a new creature, and that you are entering into eternity. You are not.
Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper.
Okay, before we get here, I want you to understand what was said before this, because this is exactly where we're going to work this out. What was said before this?
Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
Lest any man fall into the same example of unbelief. The scripture is full of examples of unbelief. This is what I want you to understand. So you will not be able to say that you did not ever understand that there was already markers for unbelief and rewards for unbelief. Come on here. But if you want the reward of belief, then I want you to understand it is time to live life by the word, for it is living power. It is time to live life by the word, through the word, on the word, with the word, for it is living power. According to Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and it and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Come on here, y'all. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Oh my God. Oh my God. Why am I saying that? Because this alone should make you begin to hunger and thirst and chase and pursue God in his word. Nobody else's word. Put his word over everybody else's word first. Learn how to do that. And I promise you, you will become the destroyer. Because the destroyer, I am the destroyer. The whole teaching is not about you destroying yourself the way you think. Oh, it's about destroying yourself with the help of the Holy Ghost that leads you into all truth. And the Holy Ghost is only going to speak to you through the word. Oh, come on. This is for all of you in your imagination. I heard God. No, you did not. You didn't. You're lying. I'm looking at your life. You're not hearing God. This is the reality. This is the reality. See, you got to work out your soul salvation and walk this thing close with God. You got to walk this thing close with the Holy Ghost until you know for sure you walking with him. How do you know? Because he's working out your soul salvation. He's leading you to truth all the time. The truth about you that you don't want to be known. Put me to sleep. Maybe I need to enter into rest. I know y'all ready to chop me up. This one here, this apostle. Yes, this apostle right here is going to give you the truth. It's my job to turn you from darkness to light. And I'm telling you that you are lying to yourself from your soul. I'm telling you that you are lying to yourself from your mind. This is why he says, work out your soul salvation so that your soul is speaking right. And this is why your mind has to be renewed so that in the spirit, listen, so that you are picking up his spirit and not your own. Oh, good night. Good night. Why do I say good night? Because if you just listen to what I've preached so far, you're going to have a different salvation. You're going to look at your salvation differently. For the word of God is quick. Oh, come on here. I need y'all to understand. The word of God is what? Abrupt. It will take you from here to there. I promise you it will. The word of God, what? Is instantaneous. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand. How can you be in his rest and you struggle? It's an oxymoron. See, it don't match. You struggling because whatever your approach is by your own accord. And God has already said, I'll give you no rest if you don't believe me. What must you believe? His way, his will. His approach, and the scripture teaches you his way. It teaches you his will. The word, I need you to understand, is skillful all by itself. It doesn't need your help. It needs your agreement. It needs your belief. It doesn't need your help. And many of you are trying to help God help you, and that's the problem. I need you to understand that the word is competent. It knows its job. It's alive and it's willing to move according to what? Your word. When your word and God's words interchange, connect, bind, become one, guess what happens? It becomes effective in your life. Oh! You want to use effective words? Word of Christ. Don't you want life and not death? Then use the word of Christ. Come on here. Don't you want effective building now that you're leveled out? Then use the skillful, competent word of Christ. Ooh. I need you to understand that the word is not only quick, but it's what? Powerful. It says, and powerful. So if you understand powerful from the perspective of the job of the word, then you must understand that the word is potent. It's strong, it's mighty, and it's capable of what? Warring on your behalf. It's capable of helping you to change. It's capable of compelling you. That's why. Listen, that's why these false doctors and doctrines, and I said false doctors, those with those false degrees. One day they was just a regular, and tomorrow they doctor such and such. And I'm telling you, they doctor suicide. You listen to what they teaching you, they are doctor suicide because they wasn't willing to go the long way. They wasn't willing to go the real way. Why? They are a whole fake. Because they don't tell you that they pay for that doctorate. They're not going to tell you they didn't really go to school. They didn't go from level to level. They just entered in to doctorate. Ah, I'm not here for that, but I'm telling you, they're destroyers. Why? Because they don't know the full way, because they wasn't willing to allow God to work out their soul salvation, even in the area of education. And how are you going to be an educator? Because when you decide that you're going to be a minister of the gospel, or when you decide that you want to teach God's people, do you not know that you are now an educator? Y'all should be asking them, but where you get your education from when you start walking around with these doctorates? I called one because they said their name was Dr. Such and Such. And I looked on their little certificate and I called the place. They hung up on me. That's all I'm gonna say. He hung up on me. They was like, I'm not entering into that conversation. I'm saying this for a reason. Because when people want to work so hard to present themselves as being so smart and so wise, you got to wonder why they're working to seem so smart. You got to wonder why they're working to seem so wise. I'm not over here working. I'm just sharing with you the gospel. You can go search it for yourself. You can call me doctor or not. When next time you call me doctor, it's going to be because I completed my work and I have my official degree. You're not going to call me doctor because I decided to jump over and just pay for it. I'm just saying. Anyway, with that being said, I want y'all to understand that the word is powerful. It's well able to help you in every area that you need help. It's well able to assist you on every issue that you have an issue with. Listen, and if you allow it to be powerful in your life, guess what happens? It will dominate darkness. It will dominate every darkness in your soul, in your mind, and in your spirit. Why? Because it's living power and it's designed to do that. That's the bottom line. It is its design. I send forth my word. Did the word take care of what Jesus sent forth for it to do? It did. I want you to understand, in this particular passage, it says that the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Listen, when we think of sharper, I need you to understand something, because I'm sure in your mind that this is just some word. I'm sure in your mind that you're just seeing a sword and you're seeing that it's sharp on both sides. But I want you to understand that the word is shrewd. Oh, come on here. The word is shrewd. It will tear you down before you know it. This is why many of you stay out of the word, because the word will make you see that you are foolish quickly. The word will show you that you are not leveling up. Oh, come on here. Level up, level up, level up, level up. Because many of you like to think that you're leveled up. But when you get in the word, you will quickly see, I'm not there. My thinking and your thinking clearly are different. And so this is why we stay away, or we only read the word what? As a story. Not applicable. We don't search the word and say, Holy Spirit, please give me greater understanding and insight so that I can make it applicable to my life. Many of you have only studied the word to repeat it. Let's be honest. You remember the scripture, but you don't remember how it works. Oh, you got to know how the scripture works, or else you're illegally operating. This is the problem that I have with many ministers, because how are you preaching something you haven't walked out? How are you teaching something you haven't walked out? You must understand that you're teaching a form, because you have no wisdom from the word. There's wisdom in the word. Come on here. Many people don't have wisdom from the word. They have worldly wisdom that they're attaching to God's word and making a problem for his kingdom. I'm trying to help you to get free, because you got to comb through your own life. You got to know what built you up. You got to know how you got to today, so that now today you can enter into his rest. I need you to understand, when you're sharper, you're a professional. The word don't come to play with you. You playing with the word, but the word is not playing with you. The word is not saying, sigh, I just said that today, but I really mean something tomorrow. No, the word is professional. The word is a professional in the sense of it can professionally heal you, train you, build you up, make you in his likeness, in his image as a professional Christian. You no longer a faux Christian. You no longer a fake Christian. You are a professional Christian. You represent the Lord Jesus Christ. You're able to walk in places and change environments People are looking to you because they really know the light is in you. They're not looking for agreement from you. Some people going to invite you and some people going to turn you away. Why? Because you are a professional Christian. You are not drinking when you are with your work people and praising when you with your Christian people. Come on here. Let's get it together. Let's stop blurring the lines. You not gossiping when you with your work people and then you over here acting holier than thou on Sunday. Come on. What are we doing? Being unprofessional. That's what we're doing. But Christ was professional. They like to say, oh, Christ was drinking. No, he was ministering. He was clear. What do I need to preach to the people that already know about me? I'm going to preach to the people that don't know about me yet. He's a professional. He knows his job. His job description was to turn people from dark to light about letting them know about his Father in heaven. He wasn't sitting around talking about what he was going to do in Nixon God. And many of you are Nixon God out of the whole program. Many of you are sitting around talking about how God blessed you and what he did and not about him. Oh, but here's my question. What do another man need to know about how God blessed you? They need to know how God will bless them. They need to know how God will deliver them. And I'm not saying that you can't use your life as an example, but it has to be used appropriately. And many of you just lead with all God has done for you. Not let me have an ear to hear. What's your issue? Because you're talking about things that this person don't even need to hear. Because you have yet to sit down and lower yourself to be a true counselor. You got to know it all. You got to have all the ear, but have an ear to hear. And then be able to allow the Holy Spirit to teach you how to lead them into all truth. That's a skill set that I actually have. People wonder how I can fill in the gaps because I'm listening. People wonder how I can show up the way that I show because I'm listening. I'm listening to you and I'm listening to the Holy Ghost. And so therefore, my works are not normal works. You cannot understand me by nature. Because if you try and put me in that box, I'm going to show up. I'm not going to fit. You won't know where to put me. Because you got to be in relationship with the Holy Ghost. You got to be in relationship with this word. Come on here. This word makes you a professional. And many of you are unprofessional in Christ Jesus. Unprofessional. I want you to understand that not only should you be shrewd and professional according to the word, but the word is working what? It's a double-edged sword. What is that sword? What is that word doing? It's a weapon. But many of you like to weaponize the word against other people and not against yourself. Many of you like to take the word and make people feel convicted about what they're doing and what they should be doing, but you ain't convicted about what you should be. Deliver us, God. Deliver the church as we know it today, because the body of Christ are fake and phonies. They are not delivered and healed. And they use the word wrong. They don't use the word to build people up. They use the word to make people be stuck in their filth because they themselves as leaders are stuck in their own filth. And this is why the love doctrine is being preached. This is why the love doctrine is being preached. And this is why many adhere to the love doctrine, because they don't want to work out their soul salvation. Why the sword of the Lord is a weapon. It causes death and destruction. I am the destroyer. I am the destroyer. What are my weapons? My weapon is the word. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. Didn't I just say the word is powerful? This just said that the word is power. That means that it's alive. That means that it's moving. We talked last week about that current. The word is a current in your life. When you plug that word into your soul, listen, your soul goes, oh, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned against you. Oh, come on, y'all. The word will wind up causing you to realize you've sinned against God. And if that's not enough to get you on track, there is absolutely no hope for you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. And if you are not concerned about sinning against God, the one that you claim that is your father, then we have a problem. There's no honor. We're going back to honor. There's no respect. We're going back to respect. Listen to me. I need you to understand that when you get into your word, then you are entering into combat for your very own mind, for your very own soul, for your very own spirit. This is a combat. This is that old subscription against the new subscription. This old subscription, born in sin, shaped in iniquity, listen, is in combat with what? Life and life more abundantly. Who's going to win? Who will you read today? Who will you trust today? Who will you believe in today? That's the question. Many of you have many other questions on the table before God, and God has this on the table before you. Who report will you believe? Will you believe that you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and that's all to you? Or will you believe that my blood was shed on your behalf for you to have life and life more abundantly? What report will you believe? Understand that this two-edged sword is what? It's a slaughterer. It's a military force, and it is violent. And the violent taken by force. Oh, we are not in our word. We are not in our word. We are not in our word. Why do I say that? Because many of you talking about you ain't got the war, you ain't got the fight, you ain't got the... Okay, that means that you have not entered into his rest, because you don't know the purpose of war. You don't know that you are now what? When you enter into salvation, you automatically entered into a war. If you hadn't, if you hadn't, then I want to know, why was Jesus tempted by Satan? That right there, that whole interaction is telling you. That's how we got to what? Man shall not live on bread alone. Come on, before that, read before that. There was a whole interaction that went down. And many of you are acting like it didn't go down. You're not recognizing and respecting the word. You're not living by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You're asleep on your own salvation. You're asleep on your own war. You're asleep on your own combat. Oh, help them, Jesus. Because you bought into the lie that your soul is already worked out. How? Because you signed your name in the back of the book or the front of the book, or because you said the sinner's prayer? I want to know, where is the work? You must understand that your job is to take your life back by force. Why? Because there are other forces to keep your life entangled and in bondage, to keep your life in sin and in iniquity. I just said a lot right there, because I know many of you have not thought about the fact that your life, there are forces, dark, militant forces. Y'all like to pray against witchcraft and black cats. You know what? We like to do all this crazy stuff, but we don't want to do the truth. We don't even want to recognize the truth. And the truth is, you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and those dark forces are not quick to give you up, and they are great at their job, and they are militant. And you don't want to become militant nor a force that hell is afraid of. And the only way you can become that is to become this word. I'm a force that hell is afraid of. Catch me on any day and you rub me the wrong way, you're going to see just how much eternity is inside of me. You're going to find out the fire of God, because I'm going to reveal that which I'm working hard to conceal. Why? Because you must understand, if you are made in his likeness and image, then you must understand that you're carrying the fire of God too. At least you're supposed to. Come on. Jesus is walking the face of the earth, concealing himself. He's like, I'm not going to break out on him right now. I'm going to just disappear. I'm going to walk away. Why? Because if he break out, you must understand. Now, warfare and combat is before you, and it's nothing you can do with the true and living God. And because grace and mercy was already working in the earth through him, he's like, okay, Father, forgive them. Because he knew his job. His job was not to destroy them, even though he could. And many of you are walking around destroying everything around you, and it's illegal, and you don't want to destroy yourself. This is why you must become the destroyer. You must destroy yourself, because you must understand, without destroying yourself, that you yourself are destructive. And you're destroying things that God never ordained to be destroyed. And so therefore, there's a marker on you that you are not saved. You are not found in Christ Jesus. Salvation is not with you, and you have not entered into his rest. Therefore, you are in offense to the kingdom that you're claiming that you're in. Come on here. Wake up, body of Christ. Get in alignment with the word. This particular passage talks about piercing. I need you to understand the word penetrates. If it does all this, with that also comes a penetration. This is why you can't remain the same. Because the word pierces you. And when you are pierced, does something change? Even if we pricked with a little needle or a paper cut, something is changed in that formation. It's open. Come on. There's an opening. There's an opening. And many of you are not open. Don't want to be open. And every time he pierces you, you close yourself up. Help us, Father, to understand how powerful and potent your word is in its job. I told y'all the word is professional. It's a professional piercer. So many of you have engaged the professor professionally. But you keep showing that what? You don't want to grow up. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. You didn't enter into his rest. You still in the Play Store. You in the story. You ain't in the rest. You not in the truth. You in the story. Y'all know. How we come to cry. I'm gonna give me a Boaz. We do all kinds of craziness. You ain't even ready for a Boaz. We like to just read a story and say we're in Christ. I'm telling y'all, you cherry picking what you want. But God is not fulfilling. That's why we got so many messed up marriages right now. In the body of Christ that was never ordained by Jesus the Christ. You didn't put yourselves together and you want Jesus to stamp it. You want the Holy Spirit to stamp it. He can't. It was a mess at the foundation. Jesus, help us today. I could preach this thing. Let me get y'all through this. I want to keep y'all in an hour, and I don't know if I'm even close, but I'm almost done. Huh? Okay, give me my 15-20. I'll be stopping at an hour 15-20. Give me my 15-20. Y'all ready for me? Listen, this is what it is. I am who I am. I'm Apostle Johnita Collins. I don't know who else you listen to, but over here, I am who I am. And that's just the bottom line, because I'm not going to be ashamed of how God created me, because that's the problem with the body of Christ. We trying to present and be so perfect that we're a mess. This is who I am. If you hang around me, you'll know this is who I am. Anyway, with that being said, let me move y'all down, right? The other part says dividing the soul. The word is professionally designed to divide your soul from your spirit. Okay, hear me and hear me well, because I'm going to have to move this through, right? I got to move this through because I got to get there and get to a couple more slides in 1520. Oh my God. Listen, your soul has to be worked out. Your soul has to be worked out. The word is already saying that what the word is supposed to divide. So you have to understand that soul that was what? Born in sin and shaped in iniquity has to be separated from your new created spirit that only begins to be fed and grown up after you begin to what? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Oh my God. Understand, you got things working, duality inside. This is why you got to work out your soul salvation, so that you know when your soul is speaking and when salvation is speaking. What is salvation? Your new created spirit. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new created creature. What is salvation? Your new creature. So if you have no new creature that you're working and developing on, then I need you to understand that you are still stuck in your soul. Every part of the gospel that you receive is through your soul. Your mind is still soulless. Everything about you is soulless. And God is not in it. God is not in it. Oh my God. Many of you won't let the word separate you. You won't let that double-edged sword separate you. You read the word to remain the same, and it's a problem. Dividing, detaching your soul from your spirit. Parting your soul from your spirit. Separating your soul from your spirit. Understand that you have a job to do. How could you be asleep and do that simultaneously? It's impossible. You cannot. How can you work and sleep at the same time? How can you make sure things that belong to the earth stay in the earth and things that belong to God go to God? How can you do it if you're... Oh, Lord, you do it. He might, what? I already finished my job. See, y'all keep forgetting. Jesus is like, I've already finished my job. I'm waiting for you to start working so that all of eternity can back up your work. So that you can be a walking sign, a walking constitution that eternity exists. But you can't be a walking constitution. You can't even walk out what is written of you because you won't even let the word separate you. Separate your soul that was born in sin and shaped in iniquity and fortify his spirit in you. The word goes on to say that it's a discerner of thoughts. Come on here. It is judging your thoughts. You so busy trying to act like God ain't present. He's ever present. What are you talking about? He's everywhere. He's all knowing. It then goes on to say discerner of intentions of the heart. Come on here. I want you to understand that it is the word's job to discriminate. Yes, it discriminates. It says that's not God. That's not what I said. That's not what I produce. You know how you like to say, God knows my heart. He's like, yeah, I know your heart. And I need you to turn to the book of Ezekiel and study so you can get that new heart of flesh. Because you don't have that yet. Because your heart is screaming out things that I don't agree with. Your heart is full of what? Earthly matters, not eternal matters. Discerner of thoughts. Discerner of intentions of the heart. The word is clear. And it's clear sighted. It only sees itself. Oh, remember I said that when Jesus scans you, that he's looking for himself. Remember I said he's looking for his own utterance. Do y'all remember that? I said that there should be utterance inside of you. Why? Because he said his spirit is inside of us. So if his spirit is inside of us, guess what's happening? It's uttering itself. It's lifting up itself. Many of you are lifting up yourself. You are the only thing inside of you. Your own thoughts, your own ways, your own. Why you think you need to be divided from your soul so that we can see a clear pathway? Oh, come on here. Come on. It goes on, any creature that is not manifest in his sight. Listen. It talks about any creature. Many of you think, I guess, that you're not a creature. You're not a living being. But scripture already told us what? It sees, God sees everything. Every creature on this earth, God is already looking at. You cannot hide yourself from God. Scripture says it. Okay. All right. Okay, if you don't believe me, Hebrews 4 and 13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. Every creature is manifest in his sight. That means the flying bug to you. And many of you think that you are duking God and God is laughing at you because you are not getting in. Why? He sees every one of your works. That's why we don't really have to preach against this false church. You just have to be the real living ecclesia. Why? Because those who belong to Satan are going with Satan. But those who belong to Jesus, this word will resonate inside of them. He's not going to leave not one of his beings behind. He's not that kind of God. He engages all beings. All souls belong to me. That's what he said. All souls. So listen to me. You think he don't know that you already born in sin and shaped in iniquity? So you over here hiding and you don't want to come to Christ? Your best place is to be in Christ. It's better to be found in the word warring for your salvation than to be found outside of his word. But many of you don't see the word as a safe place because you don't believe. You have entered into his rest. Everything is naked. Y'all know what naked is. You think he care about that shirt and those pants and that jewelry? And that hair, you think he can't see through it all? This is for you that like to masquerade and think that God can't see. He sees everything. Everything is naked. When he looks at you, he's not looking at our glasses. He sees straight into our eyes. He sees in the spirit of what's going on. He sees the spirit of our mind. And many of you think you tricking God and you just tricking yourself. Tricking yourself. And what are you tricking yourself into? Darkness. Because the word is light. It's an answer. It can help you. It's professional at its job, but you run from it. You hide from it. but God still sees you. Why don't you use the weapons of your warfare that he gave you, which is his word? Everything is naked and opened to God. Just because you closed off to yourself don't mean God can't see. He can see. He sees every part of you. And that's the problem. And that's the problem that you have to begin to have. Why are you closing yourself all off to the one that you are saying is your creator? If any man be in Christ Jesus. Why are you trying to be in Christ Jesus if you don't want to be a new creature? Get out. Get out. This is for all of you who don't agree. Get out. There's no need for a comment. Get out. Go do you. Go do the world. Go do Satan. Go live that death life because you don't want life. Everything is uncovered and exposed. Every living thing, every being. I already told y'all this. You're not getting off the hook. But this is the part that blows my mind. It says, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. What in the world? What in the world? Wait, did you ever ask, what do we have to do? Did you know? You got to ask that question. What is he saying here? Him with whom we have to do, the only one we must answer to. Oh, let me get you free to death. Many of you are answering to everybody but God. Many of you care about what everybody think about you but what God thinks about you. Many of you care about how everybody else sees you except for how God sees you. Come on here. But the only account that's going to enter you into heaven is the account that you have with the Lord Jesus Christ. The only account that must be fulfilled, that must be followed, that must be processed, that must come to pass is the account that you must give to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not to your manager, not to your mother, not to your father, not to your sister, not to your brother, not to your auntie, not to your uncle, not to your... Are y'all hearing me? This is why people hate me. People hate me because I don't care what they think about me. People want me to care more about what they think about me than what God thinks about me. And I only care about what God thinks about me. I give no account to man. Who are you? I only serve one God. I'm breaking you free because many of you are crippled with fear because you don't live like this. But this is how you live fearless. This is how the enemy cannot ensnare you. Oh, come on here. The enemy is entrapping you and ensnaring you because you, what? You care about what people think. Jesus did not care if they called him a liar. Jesus did not care if they said that he wasn't the Messiah. He did not care. What do I care about what you think about me, my ministry, my kids? What do I care? I do not. And many of you are so busy caring about what other people have to say about you. Who are they? They're not God. They're going to hell or they're going to heaven just like you. Because only one person can work out where I'm going to end up, and that's called Johnita Collins. Take apostle off. I still got to give an account. And I got to work out my soul salvation and ensure that I make it into eternity just like every other man. That's why I can preach like this. Because I'm not going to preach something to you that I ain't handling myself. I'm like this with myself. So if you around me, then you called to be around me. Because I'm a real apostle. And it's going to be what it's going to be for Jesus the Christ. That's how it's going to end with me. It's going to be what it's going to be. If I got to stab my own eye out and cut off my own foot, so be it. Because my ultimate goal is to be with my king. Well, who do you want to be with? We got to ask ourselves this question. This is why you're failing. him with whom we have to do, the only one we have to give an answer to, the only one we must give an account, the only one we should what? Have turmoil in our souls over. Oh, many of you can't sleep at night because you thinking about what somebody else said and how somebody else did you. Listen, I was in a ministry. I was so disrespected. It was just crazy. But they couldn't figure out how they couldn't get under my skin because I didn't care about what they thought. I didn't care about how they treated me. How they treated me is not how God sees me. Oh, you got to understand. How somebody treats you is not how God sees you. The problem is they didn't realize, listen, I was giving account to God. And God will repay them. Because he said vengeance is his. I don't have to repay y'all ignorant behavior. Because God is already repaying y'all. Vengeance is the Lord. And as much as you think you're going up, you're going down. God is like that. But see, y'all got to be in relationship with God to that point that you know he is the one that is going to avenge you. Many of you are so human and earthly bound that everything about God starts off with our earthly response. Get up in the spirit. Come up higher. 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 You can't enter in because, listen, you have to believe the word of the Lord. I believe the word of the Lord. So I could stay in that environment and be disrespected, mishandled, misused. And listen, I never entered into my flesh and did what they wanted me to do. Then the game, Satan plays. He wants you to be in your flesh. He wants you to be in your mind. He wants you to lean to your own understanding. But I live by every word that proceeded from the word, from the mouth of God. And the mouth of God told me, don't lean to your own understanding because I'm making you, I'm cutting your whole teeth. You learning something that you would not have ever learned. I know you didn't think that ministries could be this ignorant and disrespectful and dishonorable. No, I didn't. Because I was new to the church system. But there is a church system and many of you are caught up in it. And I'm preaching this true gospel so that you can get out of it. Get in Jesus Christ, not into man. Because man can't get you in. The truth is what sets you free. And you got to get some truth in your inward parts about who you have to give an account to. And my account to man is not my account to God. My account to man is not my account to God. He's like, good, I'm glad that you did that. I'm glad that you showed me strong, I guess. But listen, remember when I told you this, that, and the other? Remember when I made provisions for you to do this, that, and the other, and you didn't do any of that? See, you got to store up what's going to get you in, not what's going to get you through this earth. And many of you only want to get through this earth, and you have no intention on entering into the kingdom. Why? Because what you should be fussing over is the fact that your soulish spirit, your soul is ruling your spirit instead of your new created spirit ruling your soul. That's what you should be fussing over. That's what you should be fighting for. That's what you, where you should be producing from. But everything else in your soul is always stirred up and you allow it. But the things that should be stirred up and the things that you should be making a fuss about, you are not. And God is not with you and he's not in that because he's always looking for himself. He's going to fulfill his word. And many of you don't know his word. We're going to go back to that. You don't know his word, therefore you don't know how to fulfill it. I'm going to end on this because this is the most important point that I want to make. And then we'll wrap the rest of it up on Tuesday, on Tapping Tuesday, okay? I want you to understand that the word is living power. I said that earlier. Now, if you truly want to serve God, I need you to settle this in your very own spirit. This is very, very important. God alone is the one you answer to. I'm going to break down my last point of what I just said a little bit deeper. Why? Because I believe without a shadow of a doubt that many of you are stuck in your salvation because you don't realize that you are still overly concerned about man. And it's not your fault. That's what the church teaches you. If pastor say, oh, pastor gonna say this. Oh, pastor not happy. Oh, apostle gonna be upset. Oh, the prophets, oh my God. See, the body of Christ teaches you to be afraid of men. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of men. What can man do with you? If God be for you, who can be against you? Come on, y'all. Y'all got to live by every word that proceeds. This is why men don't like me, because I don't like men. Oh, see, that's the problem. They want me to like them, and I don't like them. I utterly disagree with them because they're men. When you walk in the spirit, you utterly agree with the Lord Jesus Christ in the things of God. When you walk into a space, you're hearing what God is looking for. And when he can't find himself, he's letting you know, protect yourself in this way, handle and conduct yourself in this way, da 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 da, and then you'll exit. Just like Jesus. See, y'all, see, you got to live like Jesus. You got to go and come according to the will of God. And many of you have created your own will. You are your own God. And this is why the word is not living power for you. This is why the word is living power for me and those who live like this. Why? Because we believe in the word of God and we live on every word that proceeded from his mouth. We only trust and believe in him. We don't care what it looks like from day to day or moment to moment. We do these things out of honor to our Father. Therefore, he honors us back with long life. Come on here. Don't you want long life? Don't you want to enter into his rest? I have the peace of the Lord. Don't call me and ask me, how did I get through these situations? Don't call me and ask me, because you should be in your word and you should know how to get through them too, especially if you've been out here preaching for 20, 30 years. Give me, Lord, help us all. Especially if you call yourself a prophet and you don't know how to get through a matter. Let me do this and get y'all to the next level. This is for those who want life and life more abundantly. The word is absolutely living power. If you truly want to serve God, settle this in your spirit. And I'm talking about in your new created spirit. I'm talking about in your mind, in the spirit of your mind, that God alone is the one you must answer to. Mm-hmm. That'll break you free right there. God alone is the one that you must answer to. People can call you godly and ungodly. Do you not realize that changes nothing about you? Man's opinion doesn't change you. The only way man's opinion changes you is because you put man's opinion, man's word before God's word. God's word is telling me who I am. I'm more than a conqueror. You better get out of my face. I'm well able. You better go sit down. Don't tell me what I can't do, because I'm going to show you what I can. Because I live off of every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Understand that. So the first thing that you have to do is get people out of your spirit. Get people out of your spirit. Because whether they call you godly or not, it doesn't change your relationship with God. They're not the ones that position you. You position you. Your life is positioning you. Their approval cannot anoint you. Many of you are, oh my God, you want to get up and you want to get in these ministries with these people, and they are fake, phonies, full of mess, undelivered, and you want them to lay hands on you and ordain you. I remember this one ministry. Oh my God. No, let me say this first. I remember this one friend. This one friend said, listen, everything that a person does in their ministry, when they lay hands on you, that's what comes upon you. And I was in agreement with that. So for me, I was like, look, Jesus can lay hands on me. It's all right. I'm cool with that. You got to be willing to not be acknowledged by the master. Just be acknowledged by what you and Jesus got going. So when I was at this one particular ministry, ordaining me as an apostle over my head, like I care. And they failed to realize I didn't care about their ministry or their apostleship. Actually, I thought it was a bit of a joke. But anyway, at the beginning and the end of the day, like, you can only have that disposition when your identity is rooted in Christ. When you are not looking for man to approve you. And many of you are too busy looking for man to approve you. You're too busy trying to impress man, and you're doing no work for Jesus the Christ, nor with Jesus the Christ to work out your soul salvation. I need you to understand that their approval cannot anoint you. Their criticisms cannot strip you down. There's another ministry that tried to strip me down and my children. It didn't matter. We still doing what we do in Christ Jesus. You got to listen. You got to live like that. I'm telling you, if you don't think like that, fear and anxiety is running your life. It's creeping up behind you. Even when you want to step out and be bold, it's right there sitting with you. And it's telling you everything, how you're going to fail and how everything is not going to work out. But the word of God is telling you how you're going to succeed and how everything is going to work out. Come on. That alone will deliver you. That line right there. When you are entering in, don't listen to the voices that's telling you what can't be done. If you're entering in with the Lord and on behalf of the Lord, then you must understand that all things work together for your good. Even if it doesn't turn out how you naturally believe, it doesn't mean that God is not working in that situation. You got to look for God, not man. Many of you are going to get mad at me, but understand this. Man-made certificate, I talked about it earlier. Man-made titles and opinions belong to man. You literally can throw it in the trash because it has nothing to do with eternity. He's not going to take that certification and say, well, come on in. Because such and such said that you can do this thing. He's not. Set yourself free. Because many of you are going after man-made positions and man-made paperwork, and you still are not fighting for Jesus to be birthed in you, to be revealed in you. Christ, the hope of glory. Oh, come on here. I need you to understand in reality that people only see probably what? 1% of our lives? When we're walking through the world, are we revealing everything about us? Absolutely not. If a person knows 1% of us, they know a lot. Why am I saying that? Because here's the truth of the matter. They don't know your thoughts. They don't know your motives. They don't know what God is saying to you. Come on here. They don't know your dealings. They don't know your history. That was the funny thing. I like to go into environments and say nothing and then hear what people say about me, what they think about me, what they thought I did or didn't do. I love it because it shows me just how worldly the ministry is and gossipy. How are you asking around me and not asking me? See, we got to learn kingdom conduct. I told you the word is professional. You don't have to ask about anybody. You should ask them. Let them share with you. Because whatever you're trying to figure out, I'm certain is only a truth, a partial truth, if any truth. So they don't know your thoughts. People don't know your motives. And they don't know your dealings with Christ Jesus, right? So I need you to understand their praise and their accusations also carry no weight. Ah, come on. Even if a person's words are set out to destroy you, they can only destroy you with those who agree with those words. They cannot destroy the truth of you. And there should be a truth of you that resonates in the earth that's from eternity, and that resides in your new created spirit. Listen, when you throw all of this away, you become free to serve God without fear. I'm ending on this because I promise you, but you must enter into God's rest and you must work out your soul salvation, believing and trusting his word. So with that being said, if that's where you want to go, I challenge you to stand before God daily and say to him, Lord, you alone see me. Nothing in me is hidden from you. You alone see me. Nothing in me is hidden from you. I can absolutely fool people, but I cannot fool you. Listen, understand, you can fool people, but you cannot fool God. And many of you are walking around thinking that you're fooling God and you're only fooling yourself. That is the scary part. When you walk in life fooling yourself and not willing to work out your soul salvation because you cannot fool God. If you live from this place, your life will absolutely change. If you live from this place, your life will absolutely shift. Why? You shift into being more honorable because you're honest. Honesty leads to honorable. Honesty leads to honorable. And many of you are dishonest. You're dishonest in your soul. You're dishonest in your mind. And you hate to be honest. You hate to be truthful. But I need you to shift your mindset and stop being foolish. I need you to use eternal wisdom. That's why he said only the truth will set you free. And I need you to understand that being truthful is honorable. As much as the world hates it, only truthful relationships even make it. When you can enter into truth in a relationship, you're actually in a lasting relationship. Divorces come about because somebody wasn't truthful. At some point, somebody wasn't truthful. At some point, somebody realized there was no truth, or the truth that was hidden should not have been. Listen to me. I keep saying the same thing. I need you to work to be in R-E-A-L, real relationship with Jesus the Christ, with the Holy Spirit. Because if you maintain relationship, understand you're just doing it over and over and over and over again. Different forms. This is my key. Nobody has ever taught this, but this is definitely already written in one of my books on relationships with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Your job is to fight and work for R-E-A-L, real relationship with the Holy Spirit. Because when you're in relationship, R-E, you're just doing the relationship over and over and over and over again. You never enter in. You're just entering into forms. It's like speed dating over and over and over and over again. But I don't want you to speed date the Holy Spirit. I don't want you to speed date God. I want you to actually enter into a relationship with him so that he can lead you into all truth and continue to build you up. Listen, this is the only doorway into true new covenant. You have to live this way. You have to live open and honest before God. Well, listen, I'm Apostle Janita Collins. We'll continue this on Tuesday. I have kept you long enough because I have about 3 or 4 more slides I got to get through to really close this out. But that is the thick of this message. Part 4 in the final portion, I am the destroyer. I encourage you to go back and listen to each and every episode and be determined to become the destroyer of your own soul, right? So that you can enter into real relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you, and I'll see you on Tuesday.